Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we have a great lineup of songs and tunes, 17 of them, as a matter of fact, recorded between 1925 and 1937, and they all have one thing in common. I'll tell you what that commonality is at the end of the show, but just about all of them have been heard on the show before, and many of them are immediately recognizable. So sit back and relax as we get started with Herman Waldman and his orchestra.
Ago, I used to tease you so, pull the funny pigtails in your hair. Now I can't conceal the sweet surprise I feel, finding you a lovely lady fair. Oh, freckle face, a work of magic must have taken place to give you all the lovely charm and grace. You're beautiful, yes, my little freckle face.
And funny, her shoulders leave just where her lap begins. But she's got money, ah, that covers up a multitude of sins. Got a wedding ring selected, and it fits her like a glove. Got a great big date with little bitty girl. Oh!
Written and sung there by Joe Sanders with the Coon Sanders Orchestra on July 26, 1929. That was Got a Great Big Date with a Little Bitty Girl. Before that, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra with Freckle Face, You're Beautiful, written by Cliff Friend and Carmen Lombardo, and recorded August 24, 1934. We started this One Thing in Common show with Herman Waldman and his orchestra with Marbles, recorded by Brunswick in Dallas, Texas, around November 1, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. All of the songs and tunes in this show have one thing in common, besides, of course, being great toe-tapping music, and I'll let you know what that is at the end of the show. Here to start off this second segment of what I hope will be a full 17-record show is Ben Pollock and his Californians.
he's a red hot riot. He's that mobile when he starts to go. He's a lamb bird. He can't recite, but we'll hold him tight. He's a lamb bird. When we're out in the open air, the girl can't see how we'll learn to care, but they should get him in an easy chair. He's a lamb bird.
Well-known army game, you're fooling with me.
One of the quintessential 20s tunes, That's My Weakness Now, written by Sam H. Stepped and Bud Green, and performed there by Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra on June 17, 1928. That was preceded by Willie Lewis and his entertainers, one of whom was Benny Carter, and I've Got a Feelin' You're Foolin', recorded in Paris, France on January 17, 1936. We begin the segment with the vocal duo of Dorothy Williams and Hannah Williams, backed by Ben Pollock and his Californians, on He's the Last Word from December 17, 1926.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on rapidly rotating records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, and we're going to go rapidly to the third segment of this special One Thing in Common show, and here to start it off is Jelly Roll Morton.
Thank you.
From October 26, 1932, Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with On the Air. The vocalist was Harry Bentley. Before that, we heard Tiny Parham and his musicians with Washboard Wiggles, recorded in Chicago on July 22, 1929. And we began the segment with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and a recording from July 10, 1929, of his composition, New Orleans Bump. At least that's the title on the Victor issue in the U.S. On the label of the British Rhythm Society issue, it's titled Monrovia, a New Orleans Bump. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Here to start off the next segment of this One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Ted Lewis.
Thank you. like you, she talks like you. The pretty little things just the way you do. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. She pouts like you, she doubts like you. Always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. Time and time I called her by your name, and our love I never have denied. But she said if I loved her half as much as I loved you, she'd be satisfied. She sighs like you, she cries like you. May she never tell those little lies like you. For I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you.
I want to be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10, then the answer is yes, I want to be bad. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well. What can you do if you're loaded with plenty of help and vigor when you're learning what lips are for? If it's naughty to ask for more, let a lady confess, I want to be bad.
From the hit Broadway show Follow Through, THRU, which brought us Button Up Your Overcoat and My Lucky Star, that was cast member Zelma O'Neill with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and I Want to Be Bad, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. Follow Through opened at Shannon's 46th Street Theater on January 9, 1929, and ran for 401 performances. That recording was made 9 days into the run of the show on January 18th, and the band also recorded an instrumental version in the same session. Before that, it was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with vocalist Don Matteson, who played trombone in the band, with She Reminds Me of You. She Reminds Me of You was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel, and was recorded March 14th, 1934. We've played Cuttin' Up on the show before, but you heard it there by Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders with the brief scat vocal by Lionel Hampton, on February 3, 1930. Cuttin' Up was written by Charlie Lawrence, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band, and who also wrote that fine arrangement. We started off the set with Ted Lewis and his band with Jazznocracy from August 27, 1934. Jazznocracy was written by Will Hudson and was Jimmy Lunsford's theme song in the early 30s, before he made its first recording in January of 1934. Here to start off the final segment of this One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Shep Fields.
Oh,
started this final segment of the special One Thing in Common edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra and Swamp Fire from November 18, 1936. Swamp Fire was written by Harold Mooney. Next, it was another quintessential 20s tune and one of my favorite records of all time, Ace Burgode and his 14 Virginians with Yes Sir, That's My Baby, waxed April 30, 1925. That was followed by Fats Waller with a June 11, 1937 piano solo of Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. And we finished up with What a Girl, What a Night, another one written by Joe Sanders. The Coon Sanders Orchestra recorded it, but we heard it by violinist Vern Buck and his orchestra, recording in Chicago for Columbia on November 21, 1928. So, what do all of these titles have in common? Well, they are all the titles, in that order, from the brand new CD titled Jazznocracy, performed by Alex Mendham and his orchestra. Alex Mendham and his orchestra's second CD features 17 hot and sweet dance band selections of the 1920s and 30s, exquisitely played from original arrangements and certain to set pulses racing and feet moving. Following in the footsteps of Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, the Mendham Orchestra is currently the resident orchestra at London's prestigious Savoy Hotel. Masters at evoking the sounds of the Art Deco era, the musicians play with youthful exuberance and superb musicianship to channel the sounds of Coon Sanders' original Nighthawks, one moment, and Jimmy Lunsford the next. Add to that the stunning close harmony Dunlop sisters and crooning vocalists, and you have a unique combination that is rapidly becoming one of the most sought-after dance bands in all of Europe. The recording is superb and the performance is electrifying. If you're a fan of vintage music, and I know you are because you're listening to this, then you really must get this latest CD by Alex Mendham and his orchestra. There are two places for you to do so. If you're here in the U.S., it's available at rivermontrecords.com, and if you're on the other side of the pond, at alexmendham.com. AlexMendham. You can hear audio samples and order the CD at both sites, rivermontrecords.com and alexmendham.com. Please check it out, and you still have time to get extra copies as holiday gifts. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶